Debbie Lesko won last night. She will represent the Northwest Valley in Congress. Her margin of victory was about 5 points, and turnout was 38% of registered voters. Here to bring us some of the sound from last night's celebration is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Good morning.
Good morning.
So both candidates, it sounds like, were celebrating last night, right?
I think so. I think you could say that. Lesko is going to Congress, and her opponent, Democrat Hiro Tippernenny, got way closer than previous results in this district would have suggested. You know, we can get into the politics a little later, but I think both Lesko and Tippernenny were a bit reflective last night. Here's Lesko speaking at the podium.
You know, I've really come a long way, and this is really quite overwhelming. It's very surreal. 25 years ago, I left an abusive husband. And I sure as heck never would have dreamt in a million years that I would be running for Congress and be a congresswoman. I mean, wow.
Lesko is that person who started as a party activist, doing voter registration, and worked her way up, and now she's going to Washington.
Yeah, and what about her opponent, Hiro Tippernenny?
Well, she's one of those Democratic candidates who decided to run after the 2016 election. So I asked her, you know, what did you learn from the experience? And she said running for Congress confirmed for her that politics is about individual people and families, which is what she hoped it would be.
There's so much goodness out there. I mean, I cannot tell you how honored I've been to run. It's been a humbling experience to carry all these amazing stories with me every single day. It's sort of reaffirmed all of the ideas that you know, that there's more goodness than bad, and there's a lot of hardworking people that just want somebody to be the fighter on their behalf.
Okay, now on to the politics. As we said at the top, Lesko won by 5 points, and President Trump won this district by 21 points.
That's right. This is another data point for Democrats to argue that a so-called blue wave is coming. This is Stephen Slagaki with the Maricopa County Democrats.
I am confident that we are going to win the senator's race, that we're going to win the governor's race, and we're going to win in a lot of areas that we 4 years ago, we would have never won in, but we're going to be able to do it this year if these results continue.
All right, but a win is a win, right? You have to win to vote on legislation.
That's what Republicans at the Lesko party last night were saying. When I asked them about November, they said, we have to turn out our voters, activate new voters. One official said that President Trump is not hurting chances for Republicans in November.
So they're not ready to go there yet.
No. But over the weekend, Representative Martha McSally, a Republican running for U.S. Senate in Arizona, told Lesko volunteers that the margin of victory here does matter.
But they're going to be watching. And you know what? We have to win big. Because even they'll be analyzing like, oh, well, she should have won by this, by that, whatever. And then that's all going to be about like, oh, this is an indication for November, okay? So she has got to crush this race, okay?
That analyzing is now happening.
We're doing it right now.
Yes. You know, Republican groups have spent about $1 million on this race, and Democratic groups did not spend nearly as much. It seems reasonable that this result would make them think that this district is worth spending on. And certainly this gives Democrats and Republicans even more reason to spend money and staff on Arizona statewide races.
And Tippernenny says she's running again this November.
That's right. And we'll see if any other Republicans or Democrats jump in as well.
That's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Brett, thanks so much.
You're welcome.